This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, for me, it's about common sense prevailing, understanding what Terry McLaurin means to this team, not only with his production and what we see on the field, but what he means to this team in the locker room, how he helped a young Jaden Daniels become the offensive rookie of the year. And the one thing you don't want is to have this team set back
derailed
by not signing one of their best football players, but also one of their best people. And if you're the Washington Commanders, you're trying to figure out how to make back-to-back playoffs.
Ryan Clark on Terry McLaurin. Let's remember this as the year that the Holdens worked. They all got their deals. Cook got a deal. Yeah. McLaurin got a deal. Even Hendrickson got a raise for this year. More money this year. Didn't get all the guarantees he wanted, but he's going to be a free agent, so he's got more money to play on this year. That's Ryan Clark on Terry McLaurin. I did see the last 8 receivers to sign post age 30.
Okay.
It is not a long line of success stories. Tyreek Hill, Diggs. McLaurin is 29. He turns 30 in 2 weeks. So the contract is not like a post-30 contract, but it might as well be. There aren't that many that have been good post-30 on contracts. Devontae Adams is one that has been.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that. We'll see about the Commanders and McLaurin. I think he's a great player and, you know, good for them.
And he survived how many quarterbacks and multiple owners and GMs and coaches, and he's been there for 6 years now. This will be his 7th season with the team. Not quite a Hall of Famer, though, right? He's not a Hall of Famer, is he?
No.
He's had 1,000 yards every year of his career, except for year one where he had 919.
He would need 2 to 3 more and some playoff success, I would guess.
Okay.
2 to 3 to 4 more. I mean, 1,000 yards every year is like Mike Evans' career. So it's pretty good.
He's 80 yards away from being the same thing. Not the same thing, because Evans has done it 10 years in a row. But McLaurin was 80 yards from having 6 years to start with all having 1,000 yards. Somebody tweeted at us very quickly, because you called it Tyrell Shavers Day. Like, all his attention. He went to Alabama. He was recruited to Alabama. And someone asked, like, how come he didn't do anything at Alabama? Listen to the wide receiver room.
Oh boy, let me guess.
That Tyrell Shavers was a part of at Alabama.
Jerry Jeudy.
Yep.
Jameson Williams.
Nope.
No, he's too old for that.
Earlier than that.
Okay, Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Jeudy is correct.
Boy. I mean, he's not going all the way back to Julio Jones, obviously.
No, not
but,
that.
But who's the guy that caught the ball around the guy? Him.
Caught the ball around
the guy. He caught a ball around the back of a guy. All right, go ahead. Give me who they were.
Henry Ruggs.
Pro throw. It might have been the guy that did that.
No, I don't have that either.
Okay, Ruggs.
Henry Ruggs, Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith, and Jerry Jeudy.
It's pretty good.
We're the 4 wide receivers ahead of him at Alabama. Not great chances to get in there. You got 4 first-round picks all ahead of you.
That's pretty tough.
At Alabama.
It was Tyrone Prothro who made the catch, I'm thinking of, if you want to go ahead and Google that.
Tyrone Prothro?
Tyrone Prothro.
What year is this?
What year is the catch?
Yeah, like
you've seen the occasional.
Like how many years off?
I'm
were
just
you
saying,
on
you've
this?
Seen the occasional catch where you catch it around the back of the defender.
Sure,
he had the best one of those of all time.
Yeah, this catch was in 2005.
2005. All right. 20 years ago. I got to catch.
20 years ago.
Yeah, it's August 26th. I got to catch from 20 years ago in my head. That's all.
Close.
It is the best catch you've ever seen like that, though. Right. My first Shavers tweet, to your point, I went back to find it, like the advanced Twitter search, like, all right, when did I start talking about Shavers?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was the 2023 preseason, because someone wrote to me about whatever, and I said, don't you dare try to talk me off of Tyrell Shavers. That was August 12th of 2023. The Bills played the Colts that day to open the preseason, and Shavers had a touchdown in that game. So okay. He's been grinding since his first preseason appearance with the Bills, where he catches a touchdown from, I believe, Matt Barkley. The rest of the receivers in that game are hilarious, just like a preseason depth chart of amazingness. You know, Marcel Aitman gets a catch in that game for the Bills.
Marcel Aitman.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is an aside on Tyrell Shavers. Here are your leading receivers in that Bills-Colts game where Matt Barkley and Kyle Allen played. Andy Isabella, Keyshawn Johnson, Marcel Aitman, Tyrell Shavers, Desmond Patton, Jordan Mims,
yikes.
Shakir, Latavius Murray, Jace Sternberger, a guy named Joel Wilson played and caught a catch. There you go. But Shavers had a touchdown.
Okay.
2 for 38 and a touchdown. So I've been on the Shavers train to a small degree since August of 2023. We'll see if he makes the team.
As the leader of Team Shavers here, what is the most you could see him doing this year? The absolute most.
Jake Kumerow.
Which is a couple catches, and you're playing on special teams, you're inactive.
Jake, and
sometimes.
And when called upon, he maybe gets the job done. Did Mac Hollins make everybody forget about Jake Kumerow? I mean, Jake Kumerow's career high in catches with the Bills was four.
Four, right.
Four.
Right. Hollins had 31.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Somewhere between 4 and 31 maybe is likely.
Yeah.
If he's on the team.
Kumerow had 7 targets in his final season here.
Right.
You know.
He had one touchdown in 3 seasons.
Yes. It was a heck of a touchdown. It was Josh Allen's, one of his favorite throws.
Yeah.
That story from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what could Shavers do? Something like that. He gives them something on the outside. Elijah Moore, on the other hand, might give them somewhat of a redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
It really is between those two, is it not? Has to be between those two.
I wonder. I mean, I feel like all six are going to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Shaver, that seems to kind of be the sound of it. If somebody does get cut, maybe it would be Moore. I mean, he played in the preseason game against Tampa, and he did, I think, into the second quarter. So I don't know if that's a great sign for him. They threw him a couple screen passes. He looked good on one of them. So I don't know. I mean, there's guaranteed money there, right? Like, you don't save anything by cutting them. So I think six is very possible for them to keep at the position. They've done it before.
803-0550. Adam in Aruba. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Morning.
So I was thinking, are we the only team in the NFL that brings in guys pretty much out of that are almost out of retirement to come back? Like, we had Phillips, we had Klein, we had Beasley, we had Brown. I think it's embarrassing, honestly. Like, I don't understand why we can't give rookies a little bit more trust than, like, the washed-up players. Like, should we call Terrence McGee to see if he's going to play CB2? Or, like, should we see who, like, what Tequila Spikes is doing this year? Like, I get it. Like, we give, on defense I'm talking about, we did give Benford some trust his first year and a little bit for Bernard, but I can't think of anyone else on defense. And Jeremy, honestly, I love when you held Bean accountable. And he got angry like months ago because he acts like he knows everything and he's absolutely great at his job. But I think he's just an average GM. I'm going to go because I'm roaming right now. All right. All right. I'll listen. Thanks.
Thanks, Adam. Roaming from Aruba.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fired up. Did he call? We have a toll-free line still, right? 888. I mean, yeah, hopefully it's toll-free, Adam.
Do other teams do it? I'm not sure about to this extent.
Bring back their old players?
Just very quickly, I looked at the Chiefs depth chart. Like, Kansas City, I've got three examples.
Mecole Hardman again and again and again?
I don't have him back there now, okay. But you give it time. He'll be back there in no time. Like, Juju left and came back.
Yeah.
Right? On a cheap deal. Didn't work in New England. He comes back for nothing in Kansas City. Kareem Hunt is still on Kansas City. Same thing. They got injuries. They brought back a guy they knew. I'm just looking at their – Mike Edwards is back there at safety. So that's three guys that they've kind of done that with. Again, like, I don't have a chart in front of me to tell you that the Bills have done it less than anybody else, but sure, I'm sure a lot of teams do it to some extent, especially the teams that have had coaches for a long time.
Right.
I think if you have who's a first year coach? Like, Kellen Moore doesn't have that right now in New Orleans, right? Because what's he doing? He might be pulling depth guys from Philadelphia, guys that he knew there. That's what the Bills did from the early days when McDermott first got here. What'd they do? They brought in the guys they knew for depth roles. Where'd they come from? Carolina. How come guys don't come from Carolina anymore? Because those guys are now former Bills. So, I don't think it's that unique, but I also feel like it's enough guys where I would be surprised if the Bills don't do it as much as almost anybody. They do it a lot.
They do. They do. I think with the Phillips thing, again, we started off the show talking about this because I do believe that there is a window into how Bills fans are feeling about the defense with this news about Jordan Phillips. Again, Sal has kind of clarified he is going to be signed and then waived and then, well, whatever, not subject to waivers. He'll be signed and then released and he'll be in the practice squad.
Yeah.
It is because if this were the secondary, if this were a corner that they had brought back. You know, he joked Terrence McGee. I don't know, Levi Wallace is the answer here.
Well, they've already done it with Dane Jackson, right?
Dane Jackson is already here.
Yeah.
Like, what I'm getting at is the defensive line has been the position that they poured a lot into. They had before this year, and they poured a lot into this year with whatever, extensions,
yep,
or rookie contracts. Sorry, free agents. Bosa, Ogunjobi, Hoyt. That's three free agent moves on the defensive line for the most part. Three premium draft picks, a second, third, and a fourth. That is six pieces. Like, you had six pieces to your defensive line, and right before the season, you're talking about Jordan Phillips is coming back.
Right.
People panicked. How could you possibly want a guy that doesn't have any other options to be on your 53? How bad is it up there? Now, again, he's not going to be on the 53, but the panic or the whatever, the reaction was swift. And the other thing I didn't talk about too much because we only got immediate reaction was the idea that Gabe Davis was going to come for a visit.
Yeah.
And he did.
He did.
Gabe Davis came in for a visit.
Hasn't signed anywhere.
He's another one where, was he on the practice squad? Because is he going to be on the practice squad?
No, he's not going to do that.
I don't think so either.
He's
And if he makes the team ahead of Shavers, you might like that. I'm not here to tell you that Davis is not better than Shavers. I don't really know. Every time Davis has a season where he underwhelms, people say he has an ankle injury. It happens every single year that he picks up an injury that's said to be why he's not as good as he could be. And I don't know if I want to go through that again.
Yeah.
He's maybe not physically ready. Maybe he's close. The Davis thing is not a horrible idea, but it's kind of like the Jordan Phillips thing, where it's what it represents. You have these off seasons, and you keep going back to the well on these guys that, you know, they left for a reason.
Yeah, the difference with Davis would be, like, you would, I think if he signs, like, he's definitely playing. And that's because of where they are in their careers. Jordan Phillips admitted to it, like, this is it. Like, I'm either coming back to the Bills or I'm done. So he's out of options. It's not Micah Hyde coming to the practice squad at the end of his career, or Beasley or Brown coming at the end of their careers. Like, Gabe Davis is 26. He's the same age as Shavers. So he's not signing up to do that role. Like, he's still thinking, if I'm Gabe Davis, I know what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I still got a career. I'm trying to play five more years in the league, six more years in the league. And
that's tough.
When I go to the Bills practice squad, like, I'm going to be 35, 36 years old at the end of it. And I'm right now trying to find a role, trying to find a roster spot, a place where I could actually be on the field. And I think the Bills, especially if Shavers did anything for himself in that preseason game and in camp along the way, and you've already got yourself to six guys that you feel like could make the roster, I don't see how Davis fits in. I think your original theory about they're almost maybe doing him a favor, you know, helping him get another team to be interested, and then on top of that, like, hey, well, now we know what your medical situation is in case we need you later in the year. Like, that's more what I think happened. I can't imagine him signing in the next couple of days the way Phillips did.
803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, stay tuned. If you like the content about, are they going to bring back Terrence McGee? We are later in the show going to draft a quick little two-round snake draft. Former Bills who will return.
Ooh. Is McGee going to return? See, I don't want, he said as cornerback too. I want him to return as the kick returner. Then I'm in.
How many years ago did he retire?
Terrence McGee?
Yeah.
20.
6? 8? 12?
No, more than 6.
Yeah.
2012.
All right.
So 13 years ago.
We will draft Bills.
He could do it today.
No longer here, likely to return.
He could return a 25-yard return today, I bet. At 44 years old, he could do it.
I've got a few players on my board. Bets who I'd, you know, who's coming back eventually. I mean, is Gabe the number one pick in this draft? He might have to be the number one pick. He visited.
What about Poyer? Poyer said a month ago that he'd like to finish his career with the Bills.
Ooh.
And they need safeties.
Can they resist? 803-0550, our phone number, Jeremy and Joe. Sal at 7, that former Bill to become a Bill again draft, maybe in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get to it here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.